punt at Bell Harbor, 94, New York. His wife's name is Ann, A-N-N-E, I guess.
Okay.
And they have children. They have five children.
Okay, I'll send them a wire.
Yeah, that would be very nice.
Okay.
Thank you very much for arranging this.
All right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye.
Riemann, who in the White House knows anything about fish or has that?
It's kind of between Lee White and me. We both know a little bit about it. Neither of us knows too much about it.
Right. Well, maybe one of you would take on this thing of checking into it. I don't know what maybe Lee. Well, have him come in then and look into it.
Yes, sir. Well,
fine. Okay.
Thank you. moment, sir. Be with you in just a moment, sir.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Mr.
I thought you made a good speech today.
Tried to be nonpartisan, Mr. President, in order to try to be more effective. I think you'll agree this thing is getting out of
hand. Well, I mean, I get goddamn sick every day of reading about some intelligence officer up there saying what we know and don't know. And, of course, it's hard to keep them off the hill because we can't just say, oh, God, there's more hearings going on.
Well, this man, the head of Army Intelligence, testified about our watching the caves.
Yeah, I know.
Shoot the fellows that give us the information.
I know. Well, I mean, it's just... when I saw him last night, I thought that was too much. But the difficulty is, you know, they got about three hearings going over there.
That's right.
So that it's hard.
It was released by the
committee. But I think your statement will be very helpful because I think it will strike a good note. So I thought that was very useful.
I just was on the spur of the moment. I got so angry when I read about some of these statements.
I think it was good stuff, though. I think it'd be very helpful up there.
It was good, and you were a wonderful call.
Thank you very much, sir. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Minutes and 58 seconds of this tape have been excised in accordance with the donor's deed of gift.